moving on to Fremantle for a moment. Do you reckon there's too many shops? Do you think the CBD needs a rethink? Jared O'Brien does. He's the Investments Director at Silverleaf and joins me live on the program this Friday. G'day, Jared.
G'day, Ollie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. It's a sore point, isn't it, what's going on in Freo at the moment? Too many vacancies, too many shops for lease.
Yeah, look, there is a challenge there going on, and I think it's right throughout. I think, you know, what we're seeing now is more technology taking some of that, the trade, and online taking the trade, and, you know, things like Amazon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got to be careful, because if it continues at too big a pace, it will leave a lot of people very isolated, because retail and going out and enjoying shops create a lot of social interaction, which is very good for people. So, but there's no doubt that the technology is starting to hurt retail in a big way.
Yeah, and we can go obviously beyond Fremantle for that. But if we just focus and continue on our chat regarding Fremantle, obviously Myer closing its doors now. It's almost a decade ago, isn't it, Jared, that Myer closed its doors? It was sort of the start of the end of the big retailer being in Fremantle. And the spaces that have been left, particularly around the new development there in King's Square, you'd just love to see it booming and a hive of activity, but it hasn't quite reached that level at the moment.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ollie. I think, you know, and it is right. It's about a decade ago that Myer shut, and Serona Capital, Matthew McNally's done a great job of repositioning that now. We've got Department of Communities in there, so that's all starting to come together. The council building's starting to come together. But yeah, there is far too much, and it is just the way the world's changed, and we just need to make Fremantle, we've got to get rid of the angry people out of Fremantle and make Fremantle a more better shopping destination, and focus on the little things and get them right. But in time, it will excel. It's just a fantastic place to be.
It is a great place to be. So how do you get more people into Freo, Jared?
Look, I think it's just doing the little things. There's too many prickle factors that hold people out, and parking, cost of parking is one of them. Angry people is another one. So, you know, just getting the place looking a little bit more loved, and providing that environment. We definitely do the markets well. We do entertainment well. But what we're missing is that just that everyday customer from Monday to Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday is just booming in Fremantle. But we just need that regular basis, and we just don't need to make sure it doesn't go to too low an ebb. And then we can build on it.
Do you convert some of the vacant retail space into residential opportunities, and even, you know, a couple more apartments or even, you know, low housing options?
Absolutely, Ollie. Look, there's no doubt today that, you know, the returns from residential is equal to what we're getting out of retail and out of commercial. So, yeah, and there's a big demand for residential because people want to live here.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, there's such a low vacancy rate in residential, as you know. So definitely we need to do this transition. We need to be allowed to do some height and bring some people in and get more people in the CBD. It's a funny population. We had 30,000 people at the beginning of the Second World War in Fremantle. We still got about 31,000 today. So we haven't had a lot of growth. So we do need to really start to think about it and start to drive it. But we've got to do it cleverly, and we've got to do it sustainably, and we've got to do it so that it's still nice. And I think we can do all those things. It's just a matter of a mindset and everyone working together as a team.
It's got so much charm, it's got so much appeal, but there's almost a fine line as well between being rustic and, dare I say it, dirty.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Look, some of the buildings, we've just done the Manning Building, which is right on the corner of High Street Mall and William and Street and Market Street, and that's come up tremendously. But you are right, the streets need a good damn scrub, and we need to just focus on the basics better.
Yeah, take out the high-pressure hose for a start, and you know, fresh lick of paint would be a good way to go, I reckon, mate. You have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Bye for now.